Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Hot 96.9. It's a beautiful day to talk to men that want to have sex with me. So I think we should do that. Let me recap some of the messages. So here's what happened. Over the weekend, you know, everyone's doing that Snapchat filter where they change sexes. I did that. And I realized that...
You're stunningly beautiful.
I am a very pretty girl. I won't say stunningly beautiful. I'll say I'm pretty. I'm very pretty. And I look like a type of girl that, you know, you perhaps would like to be in a relationship with. I looked at it and I was
relationship
like...
Relationship or...
No, definitely sex, but like not just sex. You know what I mean? Like there's differences. There's some girls that just look like hot and you're like, I would love to have sex with her, but I could tell that she's going to be crazy. Like she got... like. It's going to end up bad, but I'm willing to bang her a couple times to put up with it. I don't look like that type of girl. I'm the type of girl that's like, I'm good for sex, but I'm also like, you could bring her around your family and friends and work events. And I have a brain.
You're judging yourself.
I swear to God. Go to the Get Up Crew, the Facebook page. It's on the Get Up Crew 969 Instagram. Look at my picture and you'll see my explanation sounds crazy, but if you look at my picture, it'll make sense. I'm trying to tell you. But so we put up my picture on an online dating site, and dudes have been hitting me up like crazy. Let me read some of the messages here from dudes. This is my favorite one. You should get off the site and give these other girls a chance, smiley face. It would be great to chat. I work in Boston, so we're close.
God.
Another one is just like the typical, hello, Isabella. My name is Jerry. What's your name and how are you? That's kind of weak. By the way, my name is Isabella as a girl, if you're wondering. Hi, I'm Peter. Not sure if I'm out of the age you're looking for, but you seem really normal and fun, not to mention beautiful.
You seem normal.
Yeah, I would love to get to know you. That's what I mean. I seem normal. Like if you look at my picture.
Yeah, that's your standard. As long as they look normal.
No, if you look at my picture, you'll understand what Peter... Don't diss my boy Peter.
No,
I get what he's saying. I look
normal. Listen, I give everybody props for trying to go after something they want on a dating site.
I look normal. I look fun. I'm into... I do real estate as a business. I'm a real... I look like a smart, cute real estate agent, you know? But anyway, this is the guy we're going to call right now. His name is Corey. We went back and forth. And by we, I mean our producer, Mark, pretending to be me, pretending to be Isabella. So Corey says, hey, beautiful. And I respond, hi. And he said, how's your day going? And I said, it's good. And you? Is this the way the typical convos go, Melissa?
Absolutely.
In the beginning? Yeah. And then he said, this is the one that got me. Much better now that I found you on here. How would you respond to that?
I don't know. My sensors always go up because I think everyone's cutting and pasting and just sending the same messages to like 50 people.
Well,
and seeing which ones bite back. And in your case, you're biting back.
Damn right. Isabella hit him with an aw, you're sweet. And the aw had about 6 W's in it.
Yeah, okay.
So
I could see that.
You're sweet. I hope that this isn't crossing the line, but I just think you look amazing. The things I would do to you, .. That was from him, and I responded, no, that's okay. Like what? Smiley face.
Oh, so uncomfortable.
Little
what?
Flirtiness. That was good. You don't... This is the way... This is how it is. You should learn
from Isabella. Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
You should learn from Isabella. Do you want me to pretend to be you as a guy?
Please, I am not getting any hits.
And then I could respond the way Corey responded to me when I said, like what? And he said... Just being inside you.
Oh.
I think we would make great children.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, Leroy.
On behalf of all men out there, good men, I'd like to apologize to the ladies for having to go through this stuff. That sounds ridiculous.
You know what's really sad about all this, too, though, is that it's taking Ramiro. I've been telling you guys this for years.
Right.
Years I've been sending you messages I've been getting from guys. Yeah. But it's taking Isabella here to go on the site for you to really get it into your heads what we got to deal with.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
Corey's going to have to deal with me revealing to him that I'm actually a dude.
Oh, my God.
Let's call him. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Corey?
Yeah. Who is this?
Corey, it's Isabella.
What?
Remember, you know how you've been corresponding with me online on Plenty of Fish?
I've been corresponding with someone named Isabella. You have a particularly deep voice.
That's because
about that.
Yeah, that's because I'm really a man. It's Ramiro. I'm on Hot 96.9.
What the?
Do you think I'm pretty?
What is that?
Do you think I'm pretty?
I did the Snapchat filter thing and turned me into a girl.
Oh, come on, man.
Yes, sir. And let me just tell you, don't get all mad because I had a ton of dudes that like were throwing themselves at me, but I wanted to call you because you specifically said you wanted to be inside me and have kids with me.
Oh my god!
I feel pretty ridiculous now. I thought I finally found the one, man.
What's his name again, Ramiro?
His name's Corey. The love of my life. He wants to be inside me and have children.
Okay, well, hold on. Because I'm wondering, Ramiro, don't get jealous, but okay. I'm curious about this. How many other women, Corey, have you been sending these types of messages to? I mean, was Isabella the only one?
I mean, I've talked to women in the past, but, you know, this was the first time I was really aggressive, you know? I had a good feeling about this one, so I just wanted to get it.
Yeah. You wanted to get it.
Was I the only girl you were talking to this time, though?
I'm not going to lie. I usually send messages to like 8 to 10 girls a day just to see who responds. But, I mean, you're kind of the one I was hoping, you know, it would work out.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm flattered. Unfortunately, it's not going to work out because I'm married.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
Yes. So does that make you question perhaps now whenever you go to talk to somebody online?
I'm definitely going to leave out the part about being inside them and having kids until I know they have a vagina in the future.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.